to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. But I would be remiss if I didn't first say, wow, the new 540 signal is just as powerful a radio signal that, you know, I've heard. And, you know, in the city of Milwaukee, it is strong and throughout the city. And people, as I tell people about the new signal and the power in it, that it brings, and the amount of households and places that it's going to reach, it is an amazing, amazing accomplishment for this radio station and the owners of this radio station, that now this signal can be heard throughout large swaths of the state, and that our voices at this unique radio station, one of a kind. There aren't any other radio stations that have as diverse views as this one, is now going to be able to be heard throughout many different segments of the state, and that can't be anything but a good thing. So yeah, Crute, I'm talking it up. Everybody should talk it up, because it's an amazing accomplishment, and you and others who have made this possible deserve all the credit. But before we went to break, we were talking about a subject about, you know, parents saying they can no longer deal with their teenage children. Well, you know, when you look at it from a perspective of, let's say, the city of Milwaukee, and so where death is around every corner, and where, you know, it is safer to live in a theater of war than it is to live in, you know, a city like Milwaukee. Believe it or not, more people die in, you know, urban centers on a daily basis than die in Ukraine on a daily basis with a full-out war, declared war. And I think there are times in this country that people aren't aware of just how dangerous and how bad these things are. And as I, you know, talk with the young boys and hear their stories, it is so disheartening. Here's the other side of that story, though. As we've been able to spend time with many of these young boys, what we find is that there's some things that are going on with many of them that are noticeable. And we know that it comes from lead poisoning. We live in a time when our nation should be able to eradicate lead poisoning, knowing the damage that it causes to children and even adults. Why should it still be that every day, and our nation is aware of it, children are being poisoned every day by lead in the water, in the paint, you know, the fumes from exhaust. Man. And the reason that we can't get it done is people say we can't afford to do it. But, you know, the way it's set up now is you can get rid of it, the lead pipes, but you have to pay for it. And so imagine if you lived in neighborhoods and communities like the one I live in, where people cannot afford to pay $3,000. They're struggling, they're living day to day, and they can't afford to pay $3,000 or $4,000 to have the lead pipes removed that are running into the home that they live in. In many instances, they're rental properties. And if the owners don't get that taken care of, where is that a priority for a guy who's a homeowner? Or and he's renting to, you know, to these people. It's not his concern. You know, his concern is he has a home, and so he's bought the home to make a profit, and he rents to people. And in most instances, it's not that he doesn't care. He can't afford to have it replaced. So, and this is not just in Milwaukee, it's in rural areas as well. So why can't we as a nation get that done? What's more important than making sure that all the children have a fair shot at life? We know the damage lead in the water causes. Excuse me, especially in the development of children. Because all over the world, we as a nation provide financial resources and talk about clean water globally. And we've been doing that for decades, making sure that people have clean water all over the world. Shouldn't that start at home? You know, and if people can't afford to do it, should that be reason enough that their families and that their children should be locked into that, which we know prevents them from learning, which then in turn causes children to do, once they become adults, they've been poisoned, and so they're going to do some things, you know, if you haven't, you know, become educated. And there's and what's interfered with that is the lead that has accumulated in your body, and we know that impacts the education of children. Well, then what are you going to do once you become an adult? You haven't learned because you're not the lead has impeded your learning opportunities. And then the only thing is survival. And that's what you see happening in urban centers around the nation as people ask the question, why do those people do those things they do? They do those things they do because we as a nation won't fix what should be fixed. I don't think that it's fair to say that should only be for those who can afford it. Well, if you can't afford to get the lead pipes fixed where your children live, the government can't do it. That's on you. I just think there's something seriously wrong with that way of looking at things. And phone lines are open as always. It's one of the issues, again, that should be a national issue that should be talked about in all these debates, because of the sheer numbers of lives that it impacts and affects long term. But nobody's talking about that. We can talk about all the other things, but we're not talking about that. I wanted to talk about the fact that when you know it, right? I mean, Connor, we know it. Our government is aware that every day, you know, we can get upset and say, well, there's no baby formula for babies. And then our nation moves into the kind of situation that it created, because this is the wealthiest nation on earth and the most powerful nation on earth. And so when the baby formula problem hit, our nation was able to reach its tentacles across the world and bring in baby formula because it knew the importance of making sure that the youth, that these babies we're going to be able to get the nourishment that we're needed, at least later on in life. The impact of them not having what they needed would be a long-term problem for our nation. And so that's what we did. And that's what we continue to do until, you know, the lone or couple baby formula producers are up on their feet and running again. If we understood that and the importance of that, and we moved on that, then why would we not understand the importance of the lead issue on a daily basis, knowing the damage that it does, and not do everything we can to fix that? I don't understand that. I never will understand it, but, you know, who am I other than the lonely radio talk show host? But it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be bringing that kind of information to people. You know, Madison's a prime example. Madison knew that the importance of that, and they were able to eradicate those lead pipes. Wasn't easy. Certainly was costly. But they got it done. So it can be done. Madison's a lot smaller than the city of Milwaukee. And in truth, financially, a lot more secure. And so they were able to at least make sure that most of the children who reside in Madison are going to have a fair shot at their life and not have to worry about being poisoned. I mean, come on, man. No, I'm talking about the water. Right? What is the body made of? Connor, you're the rocket scientist. 60-some-odd% of water? The body? And if you're drinking leaded water, what do you think is going to happen? Anyway, we got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Got a lot to talk about. We'll be back. I see you, Tom. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
I just came to see you.